canned food has flown off the supermarket shelves lately, and the reason's pretty simple. It lasts a long time. Now, the absolute classic canned food is baked beans. But the question has to be asked, are they healthy? Professor Claire Collins is a food expert from the University of Newcastle, and she's recently been on a tour of a baked bean factory. She joins me now to spill the beans. G'day, Claire. How are you?
Yeah, great.
So, tin food generally, do we try and minimise it, avoid it? What's the deal?
Canned food is really underrated. And look at the value we're all placing on it now. They're limiting us to just two cans per purchase when it comes to good old-fashioned baked beans and canned tomatoes. But canning preserves the life. And so because they're picked fresh, canned ASAP, it means the nutritional value can be preserved. Now, some nutrients are destroyed by high levels of heat, but there's still some left there in there, even for vitamin C. And then if you go to a food like good old baked beans, well, they're super high in protein, they're low in fat, high in fibre, and they've got bits of all the other good things like iron, folate, and some of the minerals like calcium and magnesium. So I think we should be eating more canned foods and, if possible, choose the low-salt versions. Yep. And when it comes to canned fruit, you can pour the juice off.
Okay. So just beans, though. We know that beans are a great food. They've got plenty of protein. Am I right?
That's exactly right. So they're not as high in protein as something like a steak, obviously. But beans, they're in the class called legumes, and they actually count as a vegetable and as a protein source. So for vegetarians, they're the vegetarian's meat. Yep. So they're not as high in meat, but you generally eat a bit more of them than you would have a steak. So they're a great source of protein for vegetarians particularly.
I've always looked at baked beans and going, yeah, I know the beans are good, but I'm a bit worried about the tomato sauce. Is that the case?
Well, again, if you pick the lower sodium, then it's about half the amount of salt compared to a regular salt can.
Uh-huh.
There is a little bit of added sugar in the tomato paste. But for, you know, the big cans, the 400-gram cans,
uh-huh,
and the little teeny cans are about 130. 130-gram can has less than a teaspoon of sugar, but some of that comes from added sugar in the sauce, but some of it comes from the sugars that are in the tomatoes themselves. So compared to having sugar in your tea, you're way ahead. And the other really big thing about things like canned beans is they're super cheap compared to a steak.
Okay, so you went to a factory. Are you impressed with how they're made?
Yeah. Now, if you told me I had to spend a day of my life in a baked bean canning factory, and I spent 12 hours in the factory there at Shepparton with all the crew, and I was just so, so impressed. Their standards of hygiene, the science that's applied to making baked beans, it was absolutely riveting and mind-blowing. And you'll get to see that in great detail in Catalyst next Tuesday night. But the care of those staff, what was amazing was they have three generations of families who've worked for SPC there in Shepparton. And the other thing I found out is SPC is actually the only Australian brand of baked beans. So eat more baked beans, eat more SPC baked beans. And the other thing they told me is if we would all eat more baked beans, they could get more farmers to grow navy beans. And so a baked bean is actually technically a navy bean.
Yep.
And then we would be helping our own Australian community, and especially that wonderful community down there in the Goulburn Valley.
A baked bean-led recovery. Who would have thought, eh?
Yeah, well, I'm actually, since going down there to Shepparton and seeing what a great town it is, I'm advocating that we have National Baked Bean Day, where we all get creative in the kitchen and don't just open the can, but, you know, you can really easily make a Mexican pie. All you need is four tortilla sheets, layer baked beans in between the layers, and put whatever roasted vegetables you want, like capsicums, red onions, Mexican spice and some cheese. You've got dinner cooked in less than 20 minutes, and the foundation of it is baked beans. Too easy.
Gee, National Baked Bean Day. We'll need our COVID-19 respirators for an entirely different reason.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a great time to up your baked bean intake because we're all staying at home. And if we're all doing it, then nobody's complaining. And I've written about farts before and holding in a fart. And when you go on a baked bean diet, you are definitely going to produce more gas. But the best thing for your intestinal health is, you know, stay home, let it go, eat more baked beans.